Well, Rosie, another happy occasion is presenting itself.
Yes, here we are, Bing, bright and bubbly for the bottlers of squirts.
Bright and bubbly. Shall we make that our keynote?
Keep it gay, keep it light, keep it fresh, keep it fair. Let it bloom every night. Give it room, give it air. Keep your love a lovely dream, never wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Out this questionnaire.
Sure, Rosie.
First question. What's the drink with the happy taste?
Well, squirt happies up thirst, as nothing else can.
Second question. What never leaves an after thirst?
Sounds like squirt with its fresh, clean citrus tang.
Third question.
Rosie, let me see that piece of paper. Why, it's blank. What are you up to?
Just keeping you on your toes.
You keep on your own toes, young lady. And sing.
Squirt! It's the drink with the happy taste. Tips the cool green bottle fun. Starts with squirting. There's never an after thirst. Try squirting and you'll agree. No, never an after thirst. With the fresh fruit flavor you can see. Squirt! It's the drink with the happy taste. Get the cool green bottle. Go!
Bing, will you share a tune with me?
Well, I'll split one right down the middle if I have first grabs. What do you want to make it?
Let's make it summertime.
Well, that's one I should share. Share the work. That's my motto. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
Oh, your daddy's rich,
and your ma's so good looking. The sky.
harvest. You're gonna rise up singing. Then you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that there's nothing can harm you. Well, Dan
and Manny
standing by.
Rosie, do you realize that someday we may be broadcasting from the moon?
I hope they give us a little notice.
Gee, you have no spirit of adventure, gal.
Oh, I like adventures, all right, but I'd like enough time to pack a lunch.
With all that green cheese up there?
Sure. What good's a picnic without plenty of squirt?
You're right. Yeah, got to admit it, you're right. Squirt is good on picnics.
And at barbecues.
At the beach.
And at parties.
Squirt is a good mixer.
Yes, it is. And the fresh, clean citrus tang of Squirt tastes great straight from the bottle.
Squirt happies up your thirst, all right, and it never leaves an after-thirst.
Guess that's why Squirt is called the drink with the happy taste.
I guess so. Say, who calls it that?
Well, if you'd go to a store and march up to a clerk and pound him on the chest and demand the drink with the happy taste, I bet you'd get a six-pack of Squirt.
Well, then why don't we ask the folks to try it?
It'd probably be easier just to ask for Squirt.
So ask for Squirt, folks, in the handy six-pack.
Who's going to sing now?
Bing, why don't you do a Hawaiian song?
Should I?
Sure, you got your shirt tail out. Live.
You know, I just think I will.
As he wore a mallow and a coconut hat. One was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cockeyed mayor, a county good guy. He was just a lazy, mahalahini holly bar. But all the girls were crazy just to share his fish and pie. He wore a lay and he wore a smile. Drank a gallon of oak to make life worthwhile. Then he made him laugh, made him cry. He was the cockeyed mayor, a conical guy. The horse he rode was skinny, broke a down old female. So he placed a green penny right under that horse's tail. Oh, he made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. You could hear the canis and wahinis cheer. They gave him a lay of Kikinir. Now you've heard my story about the mayor of Kanakakai. All his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. Oh, he wore a mallow and a coconut hat. For one was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai. Shouted as he went by. He was the cockeyed mayor, the swinging mayor of Kanakakai.
You care to join me in a nursery rhyme, Rosemary?
Love to, Bing.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul.
A merry old soul was he.
Well, he called for his pipe.
He called for his bowl.
Oh, Cheerios, you see.
Forgive me, but I was under the impression that he called for his fiddlers three.
Oh, Coley, he never fiddled around at breakfast. He insisted on scrumptious Cheerios, that adult cereal.
preferred that delicious toasted oat flavor to music.
Oh, when he wanted beautiful music to be made, he called for Cheerios and milk.
Loved that cheerful wake-up flavor, did
he? Yes. Mad for Cheerios' circular construction, too.
Round as his crown, those mighty little O's.
The perfect shape for perfect toasting. That's why Cheerios are crisp all round and they're golden all through.
With Cheerios for breakfast, no wonder Cole was merry. But what happened to the Fiddler's Three?
Got bad news. They were banished from the kingdom.
Replaced by Cheerios.
No, couldn't pay their union dues. These cats.
Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing hear it from me, and you never will. But does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me. Until you hear from me.
Sibbing, do you realize we're going to have air-conditioned people parading up and down the streets before long?
Well, Ken, that is indeed a comforting hot water, hot weather item. Hot water. I mean hot weather.
The heat's got you, kid, and me too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm a little dingy, and you could stand a little checkup yourself, air-conditioned people, yet. From what planet?
No, not outer space people. These air-conditioned people are going to be us people.
Well, what do you know? Where do we go to have the equipment installed? How much down do we pay a week?
Well, you can cancel me. I have trouble enough getting around without an air-conditioning unit on my back. It's not worth the bother.
Oh, wait, Bing. Installation is going to be, well, just a mere bagatelle, a little bag of dry ice, to be exact.
Oh, is that all?
There's no big cooling unit.
Oh.
You wear this air-conditioning gadget around your neck or strapped to one arm.
Well, that's different.
Well, what do you know? Body cooler?
Yeah. It'll all be done with dry ice in a little container, which you can hang around your neck on a chain. As the dry ice evaporates, cool air comes through the little openings in the container, you see. Something like that.
Uh-huh. That's pretty vague, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, very obscure, but we get the idea,
yeah.
Ken. It's all done by evaporation, huh?
Well, you realize that I'm not an inventor or anything like that. I just heard about this.
I may go for the wrist cooler. I'd like a little on my wrist when I'm having a hot flash.
When these body coolers come out, I'm going to hang one around my neck.
I may put a little piece of costume jewelry on it, too.
You're very ingenious. Yes, doll it up.
I think air-conditioned people are the answer to the heat. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we got air-conditioned buildings, cars, taxi cabs, planes, buses, phone booths. And now air-conditioned humans. Well, well, well.
There won't be any use talking about the weather anymore, will there?
Not in the summer, they won't. Everybody be so cool. Weather's going to be a dead topic.
Well, I predict a standard greeting. A cool man, cool. Something
oh, no,
like that.
Let's not have any of that. Dizzy Gillespie. He's right. Let's hope dialogue improves with the temperature, shall we?
We can hope.
Will someone sing?
A star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Take a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make, so please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me.
Well, that's all for today, friends.
But you can catch us tomorrow at the same spot on your dial.
So long for now.
Thank you very much.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.